Lynn, are you wanting to go to sleep?
Nah, man. I'm just doing things that can't really be recorded audio-wise.
What?
Take that as you may.
Oh. I hear the echo.
Welcome to the Nerdentials Podcast. Starring your hosts, Joe Tweedy, Matthew Johnson, Nick Thomas, and Lynn Dudgeon.
I am Batman.
No,
I am Batman.
Oh, and you know, it would make more sense. It would make more sense if we plugged your Twitter.
Well, no.
Am I right? Because we don't do that very often. We say, hey, go here.
One of mine and Nick's good friends actually made a comic book of me called Mattman. The Adventures of Mattman and Brett Boy.
We need to find this thing and display it in our future studio.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Why not?
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
I got a copy of that from Brett.
Christian, I'm going to give you a heads up. Anything you say is going to be on this episode. Because I'm not going to edit you out.
Slave or slave?
She says she concurs.
All right. What? Hey, I'm fine with that. Amy has ended up in the background before many times. That is some high definition webcam business. Does your daughter know how good this webcam is, Matthew?
No. She doesn't. She's not allowed to use the webcam.
She uses
it smart.
Thank goodness.
It's one of the, what is this called?
It's a netbook, right?
Chromebook.
Yeah. Right. It's basically, it doesn't have a disk drive, right? It's just for internet connecting and school.
Yeah, it's got 16 gigabytes of a hard drive.
Yeah. Yeah, they call those netbooks as far as, like, that's the term for the technology. Matthew, we don't have to go into it, but do you want to share with the gentleman what I finally got you to do?
I don't know, Joe. I don't know if we can handle this. It seems like it's a little more over our heads, Joe.
No, it'll be okay. Seriously, guys, it'll be all right. You got to hear this. You got to hear what Matthew exposed himself to the other day.
Whoa, we don't need to hear about exposing.
I was at Joe's place, and we watched Pickle Rick episode of Rick and Morty.
That was a true story.
This sounds like a rabbit hole. Like,
just a second, what?
Hold on. That was like an in-depth like episode, like very mind.
Now, to be fair, I warned him, and I know it was a risk. He told me he'd never seen any of them before this, and so that in itself was a risk. I know, Lynn.
It's not the one
because
I
of how high end philosophical and character deep that one is.
You all know that I have not watched those, so I mean I don't know why we're like making like a big woo thing. Anyways, so he starts up another episode, the one that's like right after Pickle Rick. What's it called? Something not Volume
the,
3.
Not the Defenders, the, do you remember, Lynn?
It's a superhero Nick. Thing. Something Volume 3.
Come on.
The Vindicators. Vindicators, yes. 3. Vindicators.
Chapter 3.
Vindicators Volume 3. So we watched about, like, 10 minutes of that, and then we left.
We had to call it a night, and I threatened him. I said, you need to watch the rest of it. Because he actually thought the beginning of that was humorous. He actually laughed at it.
I actually like the whole Vindicator story arc.
Yeah. Anyways. The part where he's like, he has a punch card with 9 things on it and goes, every 10 I get to choose! Every 10!
Morty gets to pick an adventure. Yeah. Yep.
That actually had me rolling.
Oh, and then the off-collared ethnicity...
Yeah.
Slamming that Rick does early on also caught you off guard.
Yes. So I finished that episode, and then I went back to the pilot episode.
Yeah, I didn't tell him to do this. He went ahead and checked out the pilot.
Thoughts? Come on.
So, these are my raw thoughts.
Hold your breath, guys.
Christian just goes, and you hated it. Never mind. No.
Rough tale.
I'm not going to say it's the best thing in the world. I will say that I will give more of the seasons a chance, but it is pretty good.
Okay, here's the thing.
That's a good start. No, hold up.
Season two, you will not think it's the best thing, but it will grow on you.
I told them that going into...
Like my beard.
Yes.
So, in season one, it really doesn't start to ramp up until Total Recall. And then in season two, the episode with the Devil's Antiquities is when it ramps up again.
Total Recall is my favorite episode.
Both season one takes a little bit of development until you get to Total Recall, and then it peaks, and then it gets good. And then after season two, when you get the finale of the when he changes his catchphrase, it takes a little while.
Leading into Shoney's, right?
Yeah.
Season three, dude. Which I thought about showing him that, but my intention going into this was like, okay, pilot episode, they really throw Rick in your face as to what kind of guy he is, but they don't explain why he's that way. So I thought, this is kind of a risk, but someone who's never seen it, let me show him an episode that rips apart the internal mindset of Rick and then see what he thinks. And at that point, Matt was very uncertain. He's like, I don't know how I feel. And then I said, okay, let me show you something that's just absurdly funny on the surface, and then see where you go from there.
So you started him with the inability to deal with family conflict episode, and then jump.
And where he needs to put himself on the brink of death to feel excitement about life, because everything else bores him.
Yeah.
Yes. And then I threw him into the train wreck of the Vindicators, where Rick sets up an elaborate plot for these heroes, and you kind of understand why he does that based on the previous episode.
Yes. I will say this. I did chuckle a little bit more at the pilot episode when he is trying to show off Morty's smartness or whatever because of the things being up his butt.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the side effects.
What's the square root of pi? And he just built it off. Like, oh my god.
Okay, if you enjoyed that moment, go watch the Purge episode, because there's a whole lot of Morty development in the Purge episode. Like Morty's inner rage and all the things. Oh yeah, the Thunderdome episode too.
Yeah.
Those are both Morty episodes right there.
Well, guys, real quick, now that we've given our listeners a taste of the Rick and Morty deep dive episode, that's not what we're doing today.
And we'll probably never happen.
We haven't even gotten into the whole
hashtag thing. Not true. Hashtag Matt's new. Hashtag there's hope. Because Matt just told us he's willing to watch some more, and he did find humor in it, and he did like it. So when we get our fourth crew member fully engaged and caught up, I think we need to wait a little bit longer, listeners, and we will give you guys the full-blown Drunken Rick Edition deep dive of Rick and Morty. And that's right, Matt. If you don't recall, we plan on getting smash drunk while talking about Rick and Morty. Which you should be over here with me for that episode, yes.
Yes.
I don't give a
And on that note, guys, Welcome to Nerdentials, your weekly dose of the nerdy essentials, covering film, TV, video games, and comic books. I am your host, Joe Tweeden, and with me today is a plethora of nerdy hosts, if you will. Off in the upper right corner, we have the awkwardly insidious and well-themed individual, Nick Thomas.
Hey, hey, hey.
Ever ready for the month of October, as that's when this episode will drop. We are ebbing ever closer to Halloween. In the lower third here, off to my additional ride, we have the redheaded ginger himself, ever further in his earning of souls and building up his abilities, the Matthew Johnson.
Hello, hello, hello. I forgot we were recording, just so you know.
Always, always a stimulating encounter with you, sir.
I try.
Wait. Moving on, down below here, but not to be dismissed just because he's from the desert, the Lynn Dudgeon.
It's okay to dismiss him because he's from the desert.
Yeah, the crowd goes wild.
Giving me the ever ominous glare as I introduce you, being from a sandy region of our country.
It's just also it's slightly salty as well.
Is it growing up at any point? Is this growing on you, or do you always find it awkward?
What?
The same? My introduction of you.
No, I mean that's true.
My question is: have you ever done the Screaming Eagle yet, or the Screaming Seagull? Sorry.
Oh, why? Why?
No,
why?
No, I'm okay. like it's a hard pass.
It's the kind of stuff that makes you go.
It makes me go all sorts of directions.
I mean, once October hits, you can really only do a Alaskan pipeline. So.
You kids at home, don't Google search that. You really shouldn't.
That falls into the category of horrorcast.
Wow.
Or horrorable. Anyway.
Between you guys, it sounds like a lemon party.
So, let's just, I mean, for you listeners at home, if you're watching the YouTube video, I'm just going to do a brief little bit of housekeeping. You guys can Google search Nerdentials, and you will find us all over the interwebs. I know. Creepy.
Don't Google the other things.
Don't Google anything else that has been spoken about thus far. That's why we have an explicit rating. We are also on iTunes and Google Play. You guys can look up all our wonderful content, including social medias of Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Hold yes, on. We have an Instagram, Matthew.
At the end? I thought we did those at the end.
Dude, you've been gone for so long. I do a light plug, a very light plug of our stuff going into the episode. Because if no one watches the 2-hour episode, they're not going to get the plugs at the end. Yeah, Let's be honest.
You got to front load your damage so that way the burn cycle resets so you can do the damage again.
I gotta hook him in early. I gotta hook him in early, Matthew. Anyway, guys, last plug, nerdentialsmedia.com. That's where you'll find absolutely everything, movie, TV, video games, comic books, in the form of reviews, news articles, YouTube videos, and podcasts. A wide variety, and going into the end of this year, into 2019, you guys can expect a lot more consistent content. Just look us up and reach out. That being said, we'll conclude our other
side.
Wait. Oh, yes. We save that for the end, Matthew, because that makes more sense. Thank you for the screenshot, Lynn. That was very helpful.
That creepy pointed word tilts his head ever so slightly to the right.
Yeah. The reason I brought up YouTube is because you podcast listeners out there are not probably seeing the actual face of Nick. He's actually wearing a hockey mask in light of the spooky theme of October. Next week, we're going to do, for the first time ever, our favorite scary video games in light of the Halloween season.
And Matt's going to watch it.
Yeah, you know what, Matt? I was this close. You were going to come... Hold on. Matt was going to come over originally. He was planning on coming over, and I told Amy, hey, she wants to watch a spooky movie downstairs. When Matt comes over, you should have it playing on the TV as he walks in.
He would walk through the door, then turn around and walk back out and pull it closed behind him.
My wife said that was very crappy of me to suggest, but I said, come on, it's Matt. And you would probably walk in the door and be like, I'm going upstairs. And then walk right past.
See, what you gotta do is just take a video file of something like, I don't know, Hello Kitty Island Adventure gameplay, and then splice in it maybe 5 minutes in, and he's like, what is this?
We keep joking about it, but I'm gonna shock you guys one of these times. I'm actually gonna review that damn thing.
I actually have one written for you.
Sweet. Please submit that, and we'll plan it for next recording. That being said, guys...
I'm going to be sick.
That being said, we don't have any current listener feedback because we've kind of been out of the loop for a while. But if you guys would like to leave some future feedback, hit us up across the social medias or send us a message via email on nerdentials@gmail.com. Matthew?
Don't just leave us.
No?
He was dropping the salt on that.
Oh, were you salt baying that scene? Are you trying to do this?
Salty.
Okay, I see it, yeah. Or if you got salty comments, leave those as well. We'll read them online because we find that funny.
And
oddly encouraging.
They might find it funny. I actually will cry.
Yeah, don't sour the ginger's feelings. He actually will shed tears, guys.
All I'm saying is it makes me want to make more.
let's tell a little kid not to do it.
I just want to do it.
Ever the spirited individual you are, Lynn, let's move forward into this train wreck of an intro, shall we? Guys, let's hit up a little bit of the weekly dose.
Crap.
Welcome to the Weekly Dose, guys. Our headlines for news today. We've got a few highlights to bring up, and I want to get you guys' feelings. Are you adjusting the camera, Lynn, or just trying to finger everyone on screen? I'm making sure.
I will leave that up to your discretion. What do you think I'm doing?
I just wanted to kind of clear the air up.
Okay. I'm thinking that he's getting his Google Docs open for you.
He's using his phone.
Yeah, I don't think he can multitask with the camera. Let's move forward. Anyway.
I can multitask. It just looks like I'm fingering everybody.
First bit of news, guys. First bit of news I want to throw out there. WB has confirmed that they have James Gunn writing up a fresh treatment of Suicide Squad 2. And possible talks, he possibly could end up directing it. Now, we haven't talked, before I get your thoughts, I want to give you guys I want to unpack this real quick and just kind of lay out for our listeners, because if you guys, I doubt you guys only listen to us as your only source of news, but in case you do, and you live under a rock, and that's no slight against you, rocks can be very warm and comfortable, I would like to fill you guys in on the basically what's gone down with James Gunn. Comment, Lynn.
I don't live under a rock. I live under sand.
Amen, sir. And sand can be very thick at times and hard to sift through when you're trying to read the news. Am I right? That being said, the short and long of it, if you will,
or the short and curly,
however you like it. James Gunn was the writer-director for the Guardians of the Galaxy films under the Marvel Disney studio name. Now, in recent news, he was fired from Guardians of the Galaxy 3, due to tweets, horribly bad-tasting joke tweets relating to pedophilia and a few other topics that he wrote over 9 years ago over Twitter, and has since, even before he got hired by Disney, apologized for those bad jokes. And he's never, ever been accused of acting out on any of them. He's got a comical edge, and he always liked to joke in poor taste and in dark themes. That being said, the twisted part of this whole thing is Disney knew about those tweets when they hired him to do the first two movies, and the only reason they fired him is because it was made public by, I think, either someone from Fox or someone in the media leaked the story that he made bad tweets over social media. Disney saw that it was now public, and to save their image, they decided to let him go, like Disney has so elegantly let go of a lot of different people recently due to bad taste in 2018 when it comes to offensive or dark humor. That's very unfortunate. Disney owns ABC, so quick side note, you know, Roseanne getting kicked off because of her political statements she made. Very unfortunate. But we're talking about James Gunn, so we know Disney's been known to do this, is to try to keep their slate clean and their image looking good. They get rid of really amazing talent. Now, moving forward, this is only a few weeks ago, guys. Warner Brothers is making a really bold move here to add, and they're probably getting him on the cheap, if we're honest, because of these. He's not going to be paid top dollar because of these crappy allegations, unfortunately. But still, WB is making a very bold move, in my opinion, to hire him on. And if we're all honest, it's not the same thing as far as scale goes, but Suicide Squad is a group of misfit individuals that might not get along being put together for a goal to save mankind. So Guardians of the Galaxy, in a much different light, is a group of misfits, but they're more on the vigilante side of things, trying to save, well, you know, you get it, what I'm saying, the picture I'm painting.
It fits. It's like perfect.
It's a good fit for him. So, I'm going to open up the table. It was a long-winded explanation, but if you guys think that was appropriate, I just wanted to kind of unpack for our listeners, if they didn't know the history of what happened to James Gunn and why this might be controversial that WB is hiring him. Matthew.
To be honest, I like Warner Brothers in choosing him because he is a very talented person. And what he said back in the past shouldn't dictate what he does now. And they were jokes. We've all made jokes too. that have been distasteful at some point that someone took bad. I don't think that if someone truly says sorry, they should have another chance. Like, mm-hmm. And Warner Brothers giving him this chance is going to be probably their saving grace, one, to help save a franchise that hasn't really been doing great at all with the DCU.
Mm-hmm.
And two, it puts him back in the spotlight to where he can showcase, hey, yeah, I did mess up, but I could still become a genius when it comes to writing and directing, kind of a thing, you know?
In three, it says, Disney, suck it.
That too. At this point, Disney can go choke on a chode. I mean, what?
Woo!
Well,
sorry, I love Star Wars. And Marvel.
And I love a lot of things that Disney owns. I don't necessarily like their
policies,
choices. Yeah.
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 What, like, you mean to say is
you love the things that Disney has newly acquired.
That too.
True. Yeah.
And it sucks, it sucks that they're trying to bring Disney standards and Disney equality to those new acquisitions through Disney means, which is to make it family wholesome and that which it isn't, obviously. Because, I mean, if you go back and you look at the franchise, like of Star Wars, dismemberment is a common thing. I mean, what does a lightsaber do? It cuts an arm off.
Mm-hmm.
But it, you know, they don't want, I mean, they're not going to stand for things that aren't family wholesome. And
hold on.
They did dismember it in the third one.
I'm not going to, I don't open that can of worms. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I don't want to, this does, let's not turn this into a pure Disney bashing session, but.
No.
I had a statement to make, though, that you point out, like, yes, there's violent imagery in certain franchises that don't copacate with the image of Disney. But I would like to just briefly make one small point. It's kind of a big deal to me that I'm more concerned about their moral straight and narrow alignment that they claim to have. Because if you guys forgot that small detail I mentioned in this recap, they were aware of his horrible jokes on Twitter before they hired him.
So people, think of this.
And because someone made it public, Disney's like, well, crap, we have to look better than that. So we're going to ruin someone's career over it.
So basically what Disney just said to the public, including all your children, is that it's only okay if everybody doesn't know.
But here's the thing. Was Guardians made before Disney acquired them? Guardians 1?
Yeah. You know, it was made after. Disney.
No, Disney acquired Marvel way before Guardians came out. Disney acquired Marvel after Iron Man 1 was completely finished. Or 2?
2.
Because they didn't make Avengers until Disney owned them. Then Disney was like, hey Marvel, those first two films were successful, we're going to keep pushing forward. And Guardians of the Galaxy came after those, obviously.
Yeah.
And one thing I was going to say about the whole dismemberment with lightsabers, Obi-Wan Kenobi just disappeared when he got hit. He wasn't dismembered.
No, but Darth Maul was split in half in the prequels, and that was George Lucas's doing.
But
and Luke also loses a hand.
Hold on. But didn't Luke Skywalker also disappear when he got struck?
Because in the last movie that was made, yes.
No, he didn't. He didn't disappear because he got struck. He disappeared because he freaking went above and beyond his powers, and the Force made him.
Yes, he disappeared. He was floating on a rock doing that chi thing with the Force, and then he expelled so much energy that it drained him to the point of death.
Well,
at least that's what Rian Johnson would have you believe in that film. And we're kind of going on a tangent. Did you have something conclusive to make?
The exact same thing.
Uh-huh.
Let's save it for a Star Wars episode because there's a lot more detail to unpack there than just he expelled so much energy that he disappeared.
What?
There's what did Lynn just do? I missed the whole part. He yanked his headphones off and now he's just floating around. Lynn.
Now you done it. You done pissed him off.
I'm trying to stop it, Lynn. I'm trying to stop the Star Wars talk right now.
Have you not
seen it yet? Wait. Have you still not seen it?
You guys, the first half, I was trying to forget everything that you said before I went and actually went in and watched it. No.
Wait.
I have to wait until I forget this again, and then go back and
Glenn, do it. Can someone get us a retinal Men in Black mind wipe device for Lynn? Because
you still have.
It's gonna take a while,
Lynn. It's been a year and a half.
Screw you guys! Screw you guys!
I feel like such a jackass now. Oh my god!
This was all you again. I'm joking.
It's all me again. That started to begin.
Hey guys, just a quick little segue here before we get on with the rest of the show. Had some technical difficulties during this recording, so I was unable to finish the episode with the rest of the guys. But rest assured, Mr. Nick was able to pick up the recording on his end, and the guys kind of end up giving you a variety of topics. So enjoy, and I'll see you guys at the end of the episode.
So I'm recording. So yeah.
So it can just be you.
We're cool because we can do recordings without Joe.
We've all watched Naruto.
But not an in depth. I couldn't do an in depth.
Wait, is there anything going on with you guys on the nerdy side?
Nerdy side.
All besides me restarting or starting up Rick and Morty, that's about it. Well, that and I watched Insatiable with Debbie Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
What is this about?
She starts out as a fat kid, and then she gets punched in the face by a homeless guy, and breaks her jaw, so she has to have her jaw, like, wired, so she has to drink through a straw, liquid diet, so she becomes skinny, and now she does pageants, and then it's actually really stinking funny.
Yeah, I was going to say this sounds both painful and funny at the same time.
Like, yeah.
Like you know those jokes that you shouldn't really laugh at, but you still laugh at because they're still funny? That's
exactly what it is. Because it sounds like the first year I played on. You know that show with the blonde guy, his fan, like, what the heck is it? What is his name? He sounds like he's gay, but he has a wife, kids, and his kids. Oh, you guys probably don't watch it. Never mind.
It sounds like Schmidt from New Girl, where Schmidt was super fat before he met Cece.
I haven't actually watched New Girl, so.
Oh, that's what I get for laying all my cards out on the table right away.
Zooey Deschanel, I get it.
But Zooey Deschanel, hey. I know she's in it. I've seen one episode. I don't remember what the hell happened because it was like probably mid seasons. I'm guessing. I don't know.
Hey, in all fairness, it does have one of the Wayans brothers in it as well.
That too, and he is pretty funny.
It's a Wayans brother. They're all awesome.
Sorry. I can't. This is gonna bug the crap out of me. Hold on.
I can't really look things up without my camera going all wonky on you guys. hey guys, I'm gonna look at you guys while
what
you're
up, G?
Looking things up there because I'm
What makes you think I'm looking something up?
I don't know.
What were we talking about? I thought wasn't Joseph Gordon-Levitt on The New Girl too?
I don't remember him being in it.
Oh.
There was a lot of cameos, but I don't remember just Gordon Levitt.
Yeah. Okay.
I saw Riverdale season premiere.
Nice.
It touched many, many feels. So I got pissed off, I got ticked off, I got sad, got happy, and then got ticked off again.
And got happy in his pants.
That too. I like Betty.
No, there was a, we'd done something really cool in our computer class. You know how I'm in school for computers. I sent it to Joe to our Nerdentials OneDrive. So after he sees this video clip, he can attach it so people can see what I'm talking about. We took floppy drives, right? Old school floppy drives from old computers and hooked them up to an Arduino board, wrote a program that makes the floppy drives send different amounts of powers to the actuator motors. So they go at different varying speeds that are associated with certain notes. So we made a floppatron. So we make a MIDI of a song and then transfer it to those notes on there through the Arduino board, and six different floppy drives make the different noises and all the way whatever it's doing, and we had it play the Doctor Who theme song.
That's pretty funny, actually.
Yeah.
I was gonna say I've seen videos on YouTube.
Where people
start with the Star Wars.
Yeah.
Start for March.
So I'm gonna get a cleaner recording of that actually when we do our Doctor Who episode, and we're gonna enter that episode with the Floppatron playing the Doctor Who theme song.
Oh,
how does that sound? Right.
I still haven't caught up with that.
We still do need to do an episode of that. Because Doctor Who's a big thing. And it's a whole verse of people in our nerd culture.
By the way.
I know. I am a Whovian. And there's a certain other Whovian we will need to invite to our show for this one.
Oh yeah, Robin.
Uh-huh.
Past the F out right now.
What did you get for food?
I didn't get food. She brought me Dutch Brothers.
Oh.
Their green tea with nothing in it.
Green tea? Ooh. I'll take it.
It was just ice cold, no sugar, and it was something to drink other than water.
There you go.
There you go.
I can tell you right now, with my diet, this has been a lifesaver, because I'm still getting my caffeine, still getting a cold drink, and dropped most of my bad shit just by dropping my soda and everything.
There you go.
I dropped sodas. The hard one for me is I dropped beer. And I cut out every carb and every sugar in my diet.
Carbs make you happy.
They do. So the first week, I went ham on it and said, no carbs, no sugar. And then I added 50 to 20 grams a day.
Ooh.
Which you can, grams of carbohydrates, which you can get from one can of soda pop.
Yeah.
So then that's what I've been setting at. So, yeah.
I know yeah. When I cut out,
down when 40 I cut pounds. Out
energy drinks, it definitely not cut weight per se, but cut the way that I felt. Like it was a good change. And I gotta say that probably cutting out soda is a good thing.
Yep.
What was it? A couple of days ago, like I just had my first rock star in like 2 weeks. It made me feel like I was on crack.
Imagine what would happen if I took an energy drink right now.
Oh my god. Like I was just like, what the fuck's going on?
you'd probably be like, what was it, Jim Carrey when he had Red Bull for the first time? Hey guys, you want a Red Bull? Yeah, Red Bull.
Red Bull.
Red Bull.
How
How dare you?
Come on, let's go.
Congratulations.
No, no, no. No.
Red Bull. You guys heard about this awesome drink called Red Bull?
Red Bull.
You have Red Bull?
Speaking of Jim Carrey, did you see Jim Carrey has his new show?
I did. Have you guys checked it out yet?
Really? Matt, you didn't know this?
He said he wasn't doing movies anymore.
It's a show. It's not a movie.
And Lynn, what is the show called?
Oh my goodness, you're gonna put me on the spot. I can't remember
it. Oh, it's fine. I'll look it up real quick.
Where can you watch it at?
It's probably an Amazon specific show. It's called Showtime called Kidding.
Yeah. But Amazon's doing a whole lot of promoting for it. That chair looks super comfy.
About the series. In his first series regular role in over two decades, Jim Carrey stars as Jeff, a.k.a. Mr. Pickles, an icon of children's television and a beacon of kindness and wisdom to America's impressionable young minds and the parents who grew up with him. But when his beloved personality's family begins to implode, Jeff finds no fairy tale, fable or puppet will guide him through the crisis, which advances faster than his means to cope. The result, a kind man in a cruel world faces a slow leak of sanity as hilarious as it is heartbreaking.
That sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah. It almost sounds like this is going to be like Jim Carrey's Death to Smoochie.
Oh, gosh. So he's only got a few years left?
That's not what I meant. No, don't go. Don't you dare go that dark. Oh.
You can't do it, man.
Did you guys see the trailer for the live-action Aladdin?
Let me tell you something. Yes. Yes,
no. I have seen
it. You know who's going to be the genie?
It gave me chills.
Robin Williams. Oh.
Too soon, dude.
No, one of the wishes, you cannot bring back the dead. Remember. EBGBs.
Who's going to be the genie?
Will Smith.
Shazam!
Will Smith.
That's Josh, what's his face?
Will Smith is going to be the genie.
That sounds pretty good.
No, Shaq was not Shazam. He was Kazam.
Kazam, my bad.
Shazam is Kaczynski. Which, by the way, is also Jack Ryan on Amazon Prime.
No,
and
no.
That show is actually really stinking good.
No, you have the two people mixed. Jack Ryan is the right character, John Krasinski. The person that's playing as Shazam in the new movie is Chuck from the movie, the show Chuck. What's his name?
Oh.
That was a pretty good show.
Brian, something Levy. Levy. What's his name? Zachary Levy.
I thought we were going for the kid from.
I thought it was Josh Krasinski.
No, two different actors. They look alike, and a lot of people mix them up. John Krasinski was from The Office, and now he's doing Jack Ryan. He's done a few other things, like Zero Dark Thirty, I think. And then he's slowly getting more action type roles. But then the other one is Zachary Levy. He was most known for playing as Chuck. He also played as Fandral in the second Thor movie. And now he is going to be Shazam.
Shazam! That's the meaning and purpose. Shazam!
The grown-up body of Billy Batson.
that is summoned by Shazam.
Yeah. Wow.
Did you manage yourself?
Yeah. I can't believe I did that.
No, it's all right. They look a lot alike.
They do. And Dwayne Johnson is Black Adam.
Yeah.
How many freaking movies is this guy doing?
He's trying to beat Samuel L. Jackson. Because you know how Sammy Jackson's and everything.
Right. Well, no, like, even like movies coming up, he's got a Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle sequel.
Well, there's a reason. He's the new Nicolas Cage. He'll take any movie.
Yeah, well, okay. But I like Nick Cage.
And you like The Rock.
Meh.
Do you like Keanu Reeves?
I love Keanu Reeves.
Dude.
I'm so excited about the third installment of Bill and Ted. I am, like, super stoked.
I can't wait for freaking Beetlejuice 2.
Is he going to have Michael Keaton?
Yes, Michael Keaton and Winona Ryder.
Boner.
And Top Gun 2 with Tom Cruise and Val Kilmer.
Not nice, man.
Is he going to be in a wheelchair? Is that going to be the thing?
Dude, this sounds like a whole zone of danger. It was an Archer reference. I'm sorry.
Danger zone!
Speaking of which, I can't wait for the next season of Archer.
Oh, man.
Have you seen Archer?
No.
When does it drop?
You haven't seen Archer?
No.
This is Rick and Morty all over again.
Hey, no, he's big on the TV shows where the actors are actually people and not drawn cartoon things.
Wait,
right?
What?
Right?
You watch cartoons.
I watch cartoons. I like anime.
Obviously not as much as we do.
So let's see. Have you seen Genesis 2.0? Or...
Elven Lied?
Lab?
Well, I can't say Attack on Titan because Attack on Titan everybody's seen.
Attack on Titan. Yeah.
Okay, keep throwing them out. Come on.
Sword Art Online.
Yeah. What's this called? Blue
Gender.
I played the games.
Huh?
Blue Gender.
Yeah.
The old one with the bugs that have taken over the world.
Yep.
What about how about Darker Than Black? Have you seen that one?
Yes.
How about Darkwing Duck?
Yes.
I've seen
it. I mean, we all
they're bringing that back, by the way.
Yeah,
they better not mess it up.
Well, they messed up freaking... What's it called? DuckTales.
DuckTales.
Let's get woo! Dangerous. I am the terror that flaps in the night.
Let's see, what else have I watched? Mega Man...
Inuyasha, Yu Yu Hakusho, Trigun, Trinity Blood, Wolf's Run.
So pretty much
Vampire
everything.
Hunter D.
Samurai X.
Do you guys know Vampire Hunter D?
Yes.
Vampire Hunter D, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Rosario Vampire.
That wasn't that
personal.
Great.
Personal favorite, Hellsing.
Uh huh. Hellsing.
I'll take Vampire Hunter D over Hellsing.
Tokyo Ghoul.
Do what?
Tokyo Ghoul.
That's actually pretty good.
Big O.
Big O, yeah.
Zoids Revolution.
Animals as robots that are piloted by humans. Yes, that's okay.
I loved Zoids. That was like my first intro to anime, but it was it kind of stuck.
I own all the Game Boy Advance games for that because I love that show so much.
Yeah.
Do you guys watch Voltron on Netflix?
Voltron? Yeah.
I prefer the old stuff.
I do prefer the old stuff. And
have you watched
I also prefer the old
what's that?
Thundercats.
Have you watched the newest season?
Yes, I have children.
I can't watch anything that has fighting in it, or my son thinks he's going to try to copy it, and he roundhouse kicks other kids in the head. That's not a lie. He was watching Ninja Turtles, and then one day he went back to school and picked a fight with kids 3 grades ahead of him and took them all out. I was so proud. It was so hard to tell him that it was wrong to do.
Yeah, but no.
You did so bad.
Not even a scratch, Rockman.
Who's getting an ice cream later? Yeah. You're grounded.
My all-time favorite, though, is Fooly Cooly.
Fooly Cooly.
That's my go-to.
It's not Mecha, Anna. It's not Mecha.
I'm trying to think of the different ones that have the robots.
The big guy is called the Robot King.
Was it a movie or was it a full?
It was like one of those movies that was broken up into like 3 different parts.
So a TV miniseries.
Yeah. Why can't I think? It always bugs me. Like it always pops up because that anime like started my interest in anime. Not Dragon Ball Z, not anything. Like, I saw this when I was, like, 10 years old, and I fell in love with it. Same thing with Macross.
Was it the King of Braves, Gogaigar?
I have no idea. All I know is that the hero could skate, basically, across whatever he was on.
Yeah, the kid had the little thing that he skated through the air.
Not through the air, just like on the ground. Well, and in the air, I guess.
Eureka!
He had an 8 on his thing.
Mine that got me into anime was old school Astro Boy.
That's good stuff.
Was it Eureka 7?
Wow, that's...
Because he skates around.
Let me take a look.
And it's totally futuristic, and then there's the flying robos, kind of Gundam-like.
And then a good mind-f*** one for me was Paprika.
Yes!
That was a good mind-f*** anime for me.
Which one?
Paprika?
Nope, it's too new.
Gunbuster?
Like, the one that I'm thinking about, I'm pretty sure was back in, like, early 90s.
She said it wasn't Macross.
Another good mind f*** one. Paranoia Agent.
Mm-hmm.
It's a late 80s anime.
You're going to pop up with a whole bunch of stuff you don't want to look into.
Rule 32.
Well, no, it's more like when people go looking at old Studio Ghibli films and they come across Grave of Fireflies and they're like, oh gosh, why did I look at that?
Or Meet the Feebles.
Yeah. Or Meet the Feebles. Or what was the other one? Poku Poku? I think that's what it's called. But I mean, they, like, in all fairness, they did have a lot of great ones, like the what is it? The Tale of the Earth and Sea. That was one that I really liked. Or Nausicaa of the Mist or the Wind. I can't remember which one that was.
Is it all one word? Just, oh, you know, yeah.
Robotech.
No. It was not Robotech. Well, to all you nerds out there, if you can figure out this anime that I'm talking about, write us.
Yeah. Tell us your favorite.
Oh, sure. Make us feel inferior with your cool hipster-cured anime knowledge.
Or just educate us. It doesn't have to make us feel inferior.
No. No. If you're going to make fun of me, do it right.
Do it if you're real. I'm joking.
So you guys haven't touched Destiny for a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. I have put some time into it. And, I mean, I haven't made any further progress in, like, 44. The highest I've got. But, I mean, it's tough when I get, like, maybe 30 minutes to an hour a night. So,
yeah. Yeah, when you can only do, like, maybe, like, a couple of strikes or something.
Yeah, I've been super busy. I haven't been able to either myself.
If that, like, I'll put a little bit of progress towards the bounty and then, you know, pick it up the next day and then hope that I get it done before the time expires on the bounty.
I've almost got my third subclass completely unlocked for my hunter.
I haven't even hit my second.
Oh my gosh, you guys are making me feel like shit.
No,
I have all three subclasses for all three characters unlocked.
Dude. Are you serious? What?
Yeah.
I have missile titan, and that's it.
I have missile titan. I've got the, you know, the giant dual fisted flame hammer, and I also have the sentinel shield, missile and titan, I got the
Leroy Jenkins.
I got the exotic, the Ursa Furiosa for the Titan. And I gotta say that exotic in PvP is broken because after two shotgun blasts, I get my super back.
Yeah, and it's stupid, and you can keep doing it over and over and over again.
Yep. So all I gotta do is just throw the shield up, block two shotgun blasts, melee kill that, whatever's shooting me with the shotgun. And then go on, and then once the super expires, I have another super back.
Yeah, it is super broken. And they have explained that on many YouTube videos that I've watched. I'm like, stupid. Oh, no. That's not the one I'm thinking about.
Oh, you're probably thinking of the one-eyed mask is the other one.
Yes!
That one is extra broken because when you get a melee kill, you get an overshield and a damage buff.
Which is dumb.
That is a broken, freaking piece of gear.
Hold on. And then what does the hunter get? Freaking double freaking dodge? What the hell?
No. You also get the exotic that when you cast the Blade Barrage, for every enemy hit, you get super energy back. In PvP, it is amazing. In PvE, it's amazing. In PvP, it sucks. Because usually you only get like one or two enemies hit.
Right.
And it doesn't return as much super energy as in PvE when there's like, you know, 20 or 30 thrall coming at you.
Well, also, a lot of people don't realize that when they do the right trigger, that it does more damage to the person. So they'll just sit there and tap the right bumper numerous times. Yeah. When you tap your left trigger, it does more damage, plus you go invisible at the same time with the flip.
Oh, okay, no. Blade Barrage is in the solar one.
No, not Blade Barrage. So,
The exotic that I'm talking about is for the solar knife checker.
Oh,
you know, the hunter panic button. The one shot and it's done.
I got you. Gotcha. Okay.
The void one for the hunter, if you pair it with the helmet that makes your invisibility last longer, then it's broken. I don't know if you've tried that or not, but it is broken.
I have not.
And then, hey, here's a fun one to try. So you know the Dune Marchers for the Titan? If you put those on the Solar subclass with the new subclass for Solar, and you know how you can throw your melee attack? With the Dune Marchers, if you have a charge on them, when you throw your Solar Hammer, it not only hits them, but it also chain lightnings off of that Solar Hammer. It's pretty f***ing awesome.
It's the shot. The Sparker. The Showstopper.
I mean,
they have made the Titan, like, into, like, an actual, like, freaking nature, basically, with these exotics.
Titan?
It's not super efficient. It doesn't do a whole lot of damage, but, I mean, if you have, like, a group of Thrall, and you can hit your hammer at one of those Thrall, all of the Thrall behind it die.
And it also stuns on PvP when you get the chain lightning.
Well, yeah, if you remember correctly, if you do that with the freaking Graviton Lance, you do the same thing.
It's true.
Shoot one, they explode, everything explodes.
But
just boom. F-bolts everywhere.
The other one, even like a gun being used anymore in PvP.
Dude, no. Hey, give it a try. Next time you go into the blind well, bring a Graviton Lance. I can almost guarantee you'll love it.
Like, I've level never it done up, a blind well.
Level it up and bring it to the blind well. You will love a Graviton Lance in the blind well.
I'll keep that in mind.
And next time you go to fight Riven, if you go to fight Riven, make sure everyone in your party has Rat King.
Has what? Rat King?
Rat King. Pop a rat. Pop the Warlock Solar, you know, the Super Rift.
Rift.
And then have a Titan run over Melting Point Riven. You can melt Riven in 15 seconds with Rat Kings. With six Rat Kings.
Because it exponentially goes up.
And
crap.
And the fire rate of Rat King doubles for each Rat King that's in the party. So they fire faster than an auto rifle. Like a 900 RPM auto rifle.
I did not even know this was a thing. I never used Rat King. Well, no, I take that back. I used Rat King with a buddy in PvP one time, and we actually wrecked because, well, it was just me and him. So the double damage actually helped out.
Dude, it's been overlooked, but they gave it a buff with one of the last patches when they buffed and changed Celestial Nighthawk that people just have neglected it. And right now, I feel like it's going to get the love that it deserves.
Wait, they changed Celestial Nighthawk?
Yep. So when you get a kill with Celestial Nighthawk, it returns.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. You got it now.
Okay. You gain that. You gain half your super back.
Yep. And I have to say that the, you know, the boots for the warlock that reload your weapon within your rift in PvP, that is broken.
Why do I feel like...
Because all everyone has to do is, you know how everybody normally runs in the firing squad? You throw a rift down, you go, hey, this is my base, nobody's taking it. And they have to, I mean, if it's a clash match, they have to come to you to get kills. So.
It's true.
And you never have to reload weapons?
No.
Because, I mean, you toss a rift down, and then once your rift's up, you pop your super, and then by the time your super's over, your rift respawns.
Isn't there an exotic for Titan for submachine guns like that?
It doesn't reload them. If they're stowed...
If you stow them real fast, it'll...
No. It's submachine gun, and if you have it stowed, it reloads it. It's like an auto-loading holster.
Right.
It reloads the gun, and submachine gun's ready, and aim down sights is faster.
Yeah, I saw a Titan run a Risk Runner, and a freaking anti-out D. This was back before Forsaken, and I kept getting wrecked by him in freaking PvP, because it was...
I'm going to say my favorite guilty pleasure right now is the grenade launcher, the Lion. And a submachine gun is my primary. Because you throw out the grenade launcher real quick, it pops their shield and half healths them, and then the submachine gun just makes butter with what health they have left.
So basically what you're telling me is you're doing Halo noob combo, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. It's Bungie still, isn't it, right?
That's messed up, bro.
Well, the other one is a bow and a submachine gun. If you get a bow with explosive heads,
yes,
and then a submachine gun, it's basically the same thing.
Dude, I love taking my bow in freaking PvP right now.
Oh, dude. I want to say a bow is better than a sniper.
Almost.
Almost.
Brutal.
But. So, Nick, how are you doing?
The bow to me, actually, is, it's more powerful than the sniper rifle.
Yeah?
Because how fast it reloads. What?
Oh, okay.
True.
And the assist on that, the targeting assist, is ridiculous.
This is true. It's like it has a hidden hand perk.
Yeah, and it's got...
That perk was broken back in the day.
And
Nick.
So it became a Forsaken episode. We're talking about the bow. I was just saying I like them better. So.
When you get a bow, do you preference the explosive head or the Archer's tempo?
Explosive head. Because I already have all my gear spec to make me shoot faster. So I would rather have the extra damage off of every shot over more shots. Because I'm already shooting ridiculously faster than bows.
Okay. Nick, you have a disagreement. Matt, disagreement. What is it?
I use Dragonfly and the tempo.
Okay.
It does almost twice the amount of damage as the explosive head. And I can get more kills. Because the reload speed after you get the first kill is just ridiculous for those 3 seconds.
The one that I preference is my... What is that bow called? I can't remember the name of it right now. But I have a bow with Arches, Tempo, and Rampage. That is the one that... What's that?
Is it the Arc one?
No, it's not the Arc one. It is. It's just a legendary purple bow, and it has Void on it.
Void. Oh, that's the
Calamity. I think Null Calamity.
Yeah.
That's the one that I preference, and that's only due to the fact that with the Archer's Tempo, if I get a kill and it's precision, I get that Rampage stack. So whether or not the next kill is precision or not, I'm still getting another Rampage stack, but I'm also going faster and faster and faster and faster.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's my preference. I mean, I still like my primary bow. I favor the explosive head and the hip fire. That way I don't have to aim down sights with my primary, but for my secondary bow, I like rocking the Archer's Tempo and the Rampage.
And one thing I didn't realize with the hipfire on the primary one, it actually, well, I mean, they're all primaries, but the kinetic one, it actually does more damage when you don't aim down the sight.
Yeah. The one I use a lot is Arsenic Bite.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the Arc one.
4B. Mine has Rampage and Explosive Head. I use the lightweight it's a lightweight frame. And it's ridiculously powerful.
Yeah. It is. I think the only reason why mine, I use that is because it just didn't come with Explosive Head.
Well, and then on my other one, yeah, I use the No Turning Back, which is the regular bow, which is precision frame, exploding head, and pit fire.
Yeah. And that one's just
on the Duke MK-44 that I just got, the hand cannon.
Yep.
I got Outlaw and Rampage.
Suck a dick.
Oh, no. With freaking payload on it. The explosive payload.
Explosive payload, yeah. You want to hear my rolls for the Dukes that I've gotten? The first one, I got the slide perk. So when you slide, it improves accuracy and aim down sights. Right. And, what was it? The one, proximity detector. So it increases your accuracy when enemies are near you. A whole boatload of good that one did me. And then the other one that I got somehow had Genesis on it.
That's funny.
I don't know what I want to do with this gun. I ended up dismantling both of them.
I had a Better Devils that had Rangefinder and Outlaw. And had a counterbalance mod on it from... because it was a... like ranked 5 tier or something like that.
Oh, like a masterwork?
Mm-hmm. So it had a mod on it, and the mod was counterbalanced. I was like, what? This is stupid.
I got, what was it, yesterday I got a Better Devils that had It also had proximity detector and time or timed payload. So not explosive payload, but the other one where it would do the initial damage and then like 5 seconds afterwards it would do damage again.
That's fine.
I get it for like shield regeneration, but honestly, that delay is ridiculous.
Yeah, and sometimes it doesn't even trigger.
Yep, it's at least been a little bit.
I've noticed. I had time. Yeah, I had that on one of my guns. I still have yet to get a Bygones.
Really?
Yeah.
Fire.
I have never gotten one.
How much gambit do you do?
I'm almost prestige.
No. Really?
And I've yet to get a truth too.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Every freaking rank up package, it's almost always been a truth for me.
I get freaking armor, and it's always lower rank than what I need it to be at. And I'm like, you sons of bitches.
Like, the first time I got the rocket launcher from them, I got the, what was it? The tracking module and cluster bombs.
Bad Omen?
Yeah, the Bad Omen.
Yeah, my Bad Omens had the tracking, and then the blast radius. What's it called? Tracking and oh, what the hell? Something blast. Like the blast radius is like bigger than what it should be. What's your favorite gun to play with, Nick?
My favorite gun on the game. I'm not a fan of the grenade launchers, but I got the Edge Transit.
Yeah,
that's pretty decent.
And it the one I got had the mines kind of track.
The tracking freaking use. Basically, it's a what's it called?
It's like a colony, but
colony.
Yeah, and it has rampage and thermoplastic grenades.
That's dumb.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was a ridiculous roll on it, and it was a 520.
That's a god roll, man.
Yeah.
Hopefully you kept that thing.
It's setting on my Titan right now.
Oh, don't even bring up the Galahorn stuff.
That's the one that I've got.
No Galahorn.
Wolfpack rounds on my Edge Transit with auto tracker.
When I saw that, I'm like, why does this look familiar? And I looked it up, and I was like, that's the Galahorn.
That is the Edge Transit you have to have for the raid. No one will let you into the raid without it. You have to have that Edge Transit with those rolls.
I hope they don't bring back the Galahorn.
We already have a Cupbearer.
Even the, what's it called? There's a Cupbearer, and then there's also not Sins of the Past.
Sins of the Past does it. The one before that, they had it named, I know it. It was a purple.
Curtain call. Those are cluster bombs. That's not Wolfpack rounds. Wolfpack rounds were like head-seeking baby missiles.
Good Whitest Kid You Know reference.
I mean, you can't compare cluster bombs to Wolfpack rounds. Those did a whole lot more damage.
Yeah, the Wolfpack rounds did a considerable amount of more damage.
Like when you got the pulse the pulse rifle from that Iron Lords expansion, the little, when you would blow something's head up with that pulse rifle, those little...
Oh, the red little...
The Wolf Pack Siva rounds that came off that, those were broken.
Those were super broken.
So if those hit your head, those could crit.
Yes, they do.
They hurt. The tracking that they put in with the Forsaken expansion, it doesn't feel like the tracking from Destiny.
Well, no, because it's minor tracking.
Yeah.
But the what is it? The two-tailed fox. That rocket launcher. It has tracking that is back like Destiny 1 tracking.
I've heard that it is very underwhelming, though.
You shoot out a void and a solar rocket. What is that?
I don't know. I've heard that it's underwhelming, though.
The solar has cluster bombs, void has tracking, and the tracking is... It's like the truth.
I would like to have a take on that back. All I'm saying.
The what?
You know, the helmet from D1, the Taconut, that's got heavy lifter and all of your rocket launchers that you ever equip track your target. That was an exotic. That made me feel like a freaking badass.
I actually ran that on my Titan.
Yeah. I never de-equipped that helmet.
Yeah, mine was level 400. Or wait, no. Yeah, 400, right?
Yes. That's still the max, is 400.
Yeah.
All right, nerds, that's going to do it for episode 43. Yeah, I think this is episode 43. Anyway, guys, you can follow us on all our social medias, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. But more importantly, you can follow all of us and all that we do at nerdentialsmedia.com. That's right, guys, go to nerdentialsmedia.com. You can find all our videos from YouTube, all our podcasts. And on a side note, if you enjoyed that little Destiny chat that the guys had towards the end, we also do a Destiny dedicated podcast because we understand not everyone wants to hear nothing but Destiny in our nerdy variety show. So we have a secondary platform called Nerds of Destiny. Go ahead and give that a little search on your favorite podcast platform. And it's also on a YouTube channel too, so just type in Nerds of Destiny if you guys want to go check out either of those. Anyway, until next time, guys, we'll see you on the other side.
On the other side.
From the back side. Oh.
Why do you always go brown town?
I mean, on the other side.
She doesn't like lemonade. That's fine.